Listen to Ben and Mary talk about travelling to Africa.
So, you just got back from your great African adventure. You were away for a long time. I bet it was awesome.
Yep, it was amazing. I want to go back next year.
Did you see the pyramids and stuff?
Well, no. We were in sub-Saharan Africa and it was...
Sub-Saharan Africa? What do you mean? Did you go to the Sahara? Wow!
No. Sub-Saharan Africa is the area south of the Sahara. Many Africans don't like the term, but the media uses it to distinguish between the largely Muslim north and the rest of Africa.
Oh, okay. Africa's huge, right?
No kidding. It's massive. It's the second largest continent on the planet. It takes forever to get from point A to point B.
I bet. So, Mary, you're African, right?
Well, my mum's from Nigeria, my dad's from Liverpool, and I was born right here in London, which makes me British, but okay, I know what you mean.
Right. So, can I ask you some stupid questions about Africa? I mean, I don't want to offend you or...
Ben, it's fine. Shoot.
Okay. Are there lions in the streets? Okay, only joking. I know they're in the national parks.
Yeah, if you ever see one in the streets of Johannesburg, which you never will, it's probably escaped from the zoo.
But why do we read so much about African animals? I mean, when I think of Africa, I think of giraffes and elephants and stuff.
Good point. I think that's mainly because of the media, you know? People here in Europe are far more interested in saving the rhinos or in reading about a baby hippopotamus, for example. They don't really want to read about developing the roads or another African election or things like that.
Yeah, that stuff's boring. So, what's African culture like?
First off, there's no such thing as African culture. You really can't generalise. People from the north, say, Morocco, have a very different culture from the people of the Congo, for example. It's like saying Brits are like Russians just because we're living on the same continent.
Oh, yeah, right. Now, about the languages, why do so many African countries have English as an official language? I don't get it.
Good question. I don't know exactly why, but I think it's partly because of the history, colonialism, you know, and partly because it's practical. There are over 520 languages spoken in Nigeria, for example.
What? You're kidding.
And so, of course, it's easier to choose an outside language, like the colonial English, as the official language. Then no group can be upset that their language wasn't chosen, if you see what I mean.
Sounds complicated.
Yeah. It's not like in Europe, where Spanish-speaking people live in Spain and they're called Spaniards. It's much more complicated in Africa. There are more Zulus in South Africa, for example, than there are Finns in Finland. But they're just one group of many in that country.
And they all have to get along. That can't be easy. It's like putting the French and the Italians and the Germans all together, telling them, OK, guys, you're all one country now. Phew, no wonder there's so much conflict.
I know. Take that straight line you see east of Namibia, right? It's drawn in the desert. It's because Namibia once belonged to Germany, and the country next to it, Botswana, belonged to the UK. So the two European countries made the border like that. Local people who have lived there for thousands of years had no say. Suddenly, one family had different passports. Crazy! Those African borders often have nothing to do with nationality or language or culture. They are there because European countries divided Africa up between them.
And one more thing I've always wondered about. Why are there so many whites in Africa?
Ah, now that's because of colonialism. Take South Africa. It first belonged to the Netherlands, then to France, and then to Great Britain. Thousands, maybe millions of white people emigrated there, got farms, started businesses. And it was the same in Zimbabwe, in Angola, in Mozambique, Kenya, all over sub-Saharan Africa.
So they've been living there for, what, hundreds of years?
Yeah, in the case of South Africa, since 1652.
It's all very strange. All those places you've been to, I'm sure there were lots of seriously dangerous experiences there.